Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all week from 4 p.m. today. In fact, if you want a little bit of inside information, I'm alongside Darren Ambrose. Not inside information, so you can find it anywhere. Anyway, what a podcast we've got coming your way. We begin with Manchester United chat. And as you heard in the last episode of the podcast, Cristiano Ronaldo has supposedly asked to be allowed to leave Old Trafford. We'll hear from Man United correspondent Mickey Gray, but first he's big Tony Cascarino, legally, I have to call him that, don't ask why, who thinks Ronnie owes it to United to stay.
He owes them. It's not like he's been brought back and he's going to be the messiah. I think he owes them a bit because they took him back to a football club that he had so much success at. And it's going to be a difficult year. But don't think of your own accolades this season. Think about, yeah, I'll still try and get goals. I'll still try and do my best. But for the team as well and the club.
He wants to be top of the tree in everything that he plays in. Now, a season out of the Champions League where he'd probably get another 6 or 7 goals or maybe even more than that, I don't know, playing in the Champions League, it gives Messi the opportunity to catch him up. But I still do believe that, you know, a year out of Champions League, I think he's going to stay at Manchester United. You know, people might raise their eyebrows at that and think, well, no, I don't think he is. But I can't see him playing for anybody else but Manchester United next season.
Here's Ronaldo, though. 25 yards to goal. Oh, what a way to equal the record. Brilliant strike from one of the world's best ever players.
Ronaldo as a player, as always, he's had an ego that a lot of it's about him, but teams have been successful. So you always go with that as a team player. You're like, yeah, great. He scores all his goals. He gets the accolades. And he's one of the greatest that's ever played the game. You can have all that. And that's fine, as long as you're winning. When you don't win, now you've got a problem. Yeah. Because if he's... I mean, I set you off fair now. I'm a bit suspicious because he's got 141 goals in the Champions League. Lionel Messi's got 126. He doesn't want to not play Champions League football because he wants to be the greatest Champions League goal scorer of all time. And that's how Ronaldo's made.
Paul Parker, former England and Manchester United right-back, double winner, no less, for Manchester United.
I don't see it as a bad thing if he wants to go, but they've got to do more than anything. They've got to be prepared. They've got to have a centre forward. In theory, they've got to start signing players because they're just not bringing anyone in before pre-season. And then it might be a last-minute one comes in, which isn't always good. And then all of a sudden, are they then going to go out in January and try and bring 2 or 3 players in, which generally is not the way what a forward-thinking club goes down.
It was a sensational British Grand Prix at Silverstone where Carlos Sainz won his first ever race in Formula One. Sergio Perez finished second and Lewis Hamilton finished third in his home race. What a disappointment. What a loser Hamilton is, eh? When's he ever going to win a race at... Oh no, he's quite good actually. Anyway, QF1 correspondent Fern Bolsch.
And starting on pole today, Carlos Sainz crosses the line. His first British Grand Prix win and his first win in Formula One history in his career. This is absolutely amazing for him. He's had many troubles with his car recently, troubles with the engines, and he's done it. He's managed to battle it out against his teammate Charles Leclerc, Sergio Perez in the Red Bull, and also Lewis Hamilton as well. But it finishes Carlos Sainz in first, Sergio Perez crossing the line in second, and Sir Lewis Hamilton in a podium on third place at the Silverstone Grand Prix.
The race had to be restarted after a crash involving China's Guanyu Zhou. His Alfa Romeo flipped over, skidded off the track and vaulted onto a barrier. He was unhurt and no other drivers were injured. A record crowd of 142,000 were at Silverstone.
On now to Wimbledon, where Britain's Heather Watson crashed out. That can't be right. A Brit crashing out of Wimbledon. We've got that wrong. No, she did. Okay. But Cameron Norrie is through to the quarterfinals, meaning he's the last Brit standing at SW19, apart from all the other Brits standing outside queuing up for strawberries and cream, which is probably something like 40 quid this year. Anyway, cue Lisa O'Sullivan. More racket Lisa O'Sullivan, but you get where I'm going with that one.
6-4, 7-5, 6-4. Absolute brilliant performance by the British number one. The world number 12, of course, won't be banking any ranking points here at Wimbledon, which is a bit of a shame because that would lift him potentially well into the top 10. But he was just completely in control against Tommy Paul. There was never any point of that match where you thought that Norrie was going to slip back. Tommy Paul did make a fight of it in that second set, but it was an early break in each set for Cameron Norrie that set him on his way, and it was a brilliant performance. Real standout year last year, moving him up the rankings. He's as good as we've got. It's just great to see.
At the beginning of the tournament, you guys were asking me, oh, you're British number one, and you got a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations on your shoulders, and for me to play the way that I did in all my matches so far, means a lot.
Norrie, 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 oi, 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 as they like to say.
Now, India are in control of the final test after the third day at Edgbaston. The tourists have built a sizeable lead with 2 days to go. Here's TalkSport's John Norman.
Yep, stumps on day three, and India go into the pavilion with a healthy lead, 257 after an explosive start to the day, finished in more sedate fashion. Earlier on, Johnny Bairstow registered his 11th test century, 106, coming from 140 deliveries with 14 fours and 2 sixes. He's on a stellar run. Alongside Stokes, Billings and Potts, they almost rectified the damage from days one and two, adding 200, losing the last five wickets. But that still gave up a more than healthy first innings lead for India of 132. Still, England believed when Shubman Gill was out early, and when Vihari went 43 for 2, the lead this side of 200, England knew the key wicket was then and now. Virat Kohli played some sumptuous cover drives, but was beaten by a little bit of additional bounce by Stokes. And with the lead just over 200, England believed once more. It was down to Pujara, who ends the day 50 not out, and Rishabh Pant, 30 not out, to put India firmly back on the front foot. Two full days of play to come at Edgbaston. The weather set fair. India lead by 257. England still needs 7 wickets before they're even going to entertain a run chase. So you'd have to say advantage India.
Only 2 days to go until the Women's Euros, and of course you'll be able to hear all of the England matches on TalkSport. In the build-up to the tournament, we'll be celebrating the Lionesses squad, introducing you to the players, the managers and the fans as well. Here's Chelsea and England defender Millie Bright.
Millie Bright celebrates her first goal of the season.
You've got to use that positively as a home nation in this tournament. It's going to be an absolutely spectacular tournament.
It's hard not for it to feel special knowing that it's a home Euros, and you know we're going to have all our incredible fans there. So yeah, it's going to be extra special, but I think for us it's a tournament. There's games there to be won. It's going to be a tough tournament.
England 2, Germany 1, and it's Millie Bright. It's a masterstroke from Serena Wiegmann because the centre-back has been playing up front.
She has a huge amount of experience. Like I said, she's been there and won it, but this is, we stay in the moment. And I think, you know, on the prep camp now, we're just looking to work hard every single day and, you know, take on the information that we're being given.
Well, we approach every game to win. But we're not talking about winning all the time, we're talking about improving all the time, which makes the chance of winning as high as possible.
We're in a really great place as a squad, but yeah, there's definitely new levels for us to reach, and like I said, we're just pushing each other day in, day out to be in the best possible shape come the tournament.
From a player's perspective, you are going to be worried if someone comes on and does well. You want your teammates to do well, but not too well where you get benched.
There's an incredible pool of players that Serena can pick from. The quality in the squad is unbelievable. The amount of players that can be chosen, you know, it creates that intensity and and competitiveness, and that's what we have day in, day out, to be honest, which is brilliant for training. That's how we develop, that's how we push each other.
On the road to the Women's Euros, live on TalkSport.
Here's out-of-contract Derby defender Curtis Davies. Now, Wazza Wayne Rooney has, of course, left the club, and they have secured their future. Davies says he wants Roos' former assistant Liam Rossignol to become the Rams' permanent boss.
Hopefully Liam gets the job full-time, and then that way we can build and we can look at the man that's going to be leading us all the way, rather than, you know, at the moment he's got an interim player signing because Liam's there and Liam's the one that's got him through the door. So fingers crossed he gets the job and he's the one to take us forward.
I'm sure you're in WhatsApp groups with all of your teammates and you're speaking to them on a regular basis. What is the atmosphere amongst the players that are left at the club now that the takeover has gone through and the club are finally out of administration? Because it's been a really tough time for everybody at the club.
Yeah, well, the WhatsApp group's got about 6 people in it, I think, at the moment. At the moment, it's all positive. We know that the man that's taken over the football club is a Derby person. You know, he's got the club at heart. He didn't actually want to buy the club. He bought the club because it meant so much to him to save the club. And when you've got someone like that that's willing to put all his money on the line to, you know, to keep the club going, you know that he's a good person. So I think everyone's looking forward to working for him. We've seen, obviously, a few signings came through the door yesterday, and there's meant to be a few more over the next couple of days. So it is exciting times, particularly the players that we've got in for a League One squad. And if all the targets are met, it'll be a really good competitive squad.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with some egg chasing. After England lost the opening test to Australia, the former World Cup winner, Neil Back, told the Weekend Breakfast Show that Eddie Jones is still the right man to take them into next year's World Cup.
Australia 30, England 28. Eddie Jones's side losing to the Wallabies for the first time in 9 meetings after a wild end to a largely underwhelming encounter in Perth.
Well, we'll work hard to turn it around, mate. You know, we've got a committed group of players, we've got a committed coaching group. Yeah, I thought we started the game well. We put ourselves in the position to win the game, but we just weren't quite good enough on the day to do that.
I don't know his contract details, but I'm sure he's locked himself into a decent deal, and it's quite expensive to buy him out there. Even so, I don't think we need to buy him out of it. I think Eddie Jones is the man to lead us through to that World Cup. After that, he'll be gone and we'll have a new guy in charge. But for me, Eddie Jones is the man. It's not Eddie Jones I'll be calling on now, it's the players. It's the players that take the field, it's those that they make the decisions, and they've got to do better, they've got to take their opportunities. And they had opportunities, they didn't take them.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Ambrose. Little bit of a surprise. Oh, no, I told you at the top of the show. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.